WDJW. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good to talk to you.
Government retirement. Going to get my dog right now. She's at the groomer. I'm going to pick her up from the groomer. How about you? You just getting off work?
Off today. I was picking up our new bicycles out in Clemson. My buddy Eric owns the bike shop there in Pendleton, and he ordered a couple of bikes for us, and they came in. So I took a day to drive down from Shelby and pick them up.
So off-road bikes. Hard bikes like that. You compete, or you just do it for fun?
Years ago, but yeah, there was a race in Jersey that I was doing with some friends, and there was a pretty bad wreck in it, and a couple of my friends got hurt, and you know, we broke seat posts, broke chain, you know, derailleurs and whatever off our bikes, and after that, I kind of just you know, quit competing. So I just ride for fun. My girlfriend and I like to go on you know, lazy bike rides through the country, so it's fun.
Competition gets old after a while. I know what you mean. I used to help out with the Rainbow Spinners, I think it was the name of them, help out with ham radio with them when they would for communications on their races. And a bunch of guys that I rode around Perimeter Road and Donaldson Center with, they were in the Greenville Spinners guys, and I helped them out on race days, but that was about it. Never really wanted to get into it like they were into it.
So it wasn't uncommon for me to ride, you know, 400 or 500 miles in a week. But nowadays, you know, we just go out for fun and, you know, enjoy the weather. And, you know, we'll ride from Shelby out to Spindale for pizza and beer and then ride back or whatever and just enjoy it.
Daniel on here, but he used to ride a whole lot, too. One time he rode to Caesar's Head and then went from Caesar's Head to Mount Mitchell. I think that trip was like in a day. It was an incredible amount of climbing on bicycles, but he got to be really, really good at it.
I had friends from Philadelphia when I lived there. We drove down to Blue Ridge Parkway, and we did a ride called the Peaks of Otter, and it was 100 miles in a day with something like 20,000 feet of climbing. So that's the kind of stuff I used to be into, but not so much anymore.
Shape to do that. You got to be in really good shape. I used to, when I was a lot younger, a teenager, I used to ride all the time. That's before they had carbon fiber bikes. I think aluminum was just being introduced back then, but I couldn't afford aluminum. I had the heavyweights.
Steel is real. You know, 853 steel is light and strong, and it's not much heavier than aluminum.
Because I could push the crank out of the bottom of the frame with my feet, and I could break goosenecks, no problem, pulling up on each side of the handlebar. As you push down on the pedal, you pull up on the handlebar. I'd go through goosenecks about every 3 months, and my worst worn-out bicycle, I pushed the crank right out of the bottom of the bike.
A little bit better since then, but yeah, these are nice. They have electronic shifting, and they have power meters on them, and all kinds of fun features, but yeah, it's going to be fun. The bikes I've got now, the bike I've been riding it since like 2014, so it's definitely worn and time to go, so it's nice to get some new ones.
You put the little skinny Michelin tires on it, or you got one with bigger tires?
Not as skinny as road bike tires used to be. I think these are 25s or 27s. You know, back when I was riding a lot, you know, in my 20s, you know, 20 or 23 was the size. But they've gotten, the industry has moved towards a slightly fatter tire with lower air pressure because it makes for a more comfortable ride on awful roads.
Bike I ever had still in the attic. It's a Peugeot, and it had, if you take a cross-section of a tire, the diameter of the circumference of the cross-section was like a dime, a little bit bigger than maybe a dime. It wasn't very cushiony at all.
I have ridden on an 18 once, but 18 is just kind of stupidly narrow. I used to ride 20s for a good bit, and then 23 was sort of the mainstay back in the 2000s. And now, you know, 25 or 28 seem to be the norm for road bikes these days.
Couple you run over, I forget what how many pounds of pressure those things had in them, but it was up there. It's like riding on steel.
20s, I would run 140 to 150 psi in those, And on 23s, I'd run about 110 to 120. These 28s, I'll run about 80.
90, somewhere in the 90s, 95, maybe 100. But it wasn't very comfortable at all. I didn't wear that bike out. It wore me out.
I used to think it was faster to ride on harder tires, but I think lately with more of the computer simulation and with wind tunnels and all kinds of things, they figured out that a slightly softer tire is actually going to make you faster, because you're not going to be knocked around so much, and it increases your efficiency, I think. I think that was the explanation anyway. That's the way it's going, so a slightly bigger and lower pressure tire.
Faster and faster, the rubber on the tire in front of the leading edge that is about to hit the road, the centrifugal force of the rubber is throwing the tire out in front of where it's going to land on the road. And then when it hits the road, as it's rolling backwards, it's elongated before it hits the road. It hits the road while it's elongated. As the tire rolls over it, its elasticity is pulling back, that elongation is squeezing it back in. That's which causes abrasion on the tire, which is why they wear out. And then it picks back up and, comes back around the circumference of the tire and hits the road and does that stretch thing. So that stretch and stretching it out and then pulling it back, that action slows you down, right? So the harder you make it, the less far it can get thrown out in front of the tire. We're talking about tiny, tiny increments, but it's enough to wear the tire out after a while. At least that's the way it works on full-size, car tires. And in bicycles, you can get up to about the same speed as a car tire.
I think the analysis that I heard didn't have to do with the stretching of the tire, but the micro bumps, I think they call them, that cause slight up and down movement of the bike. Lifting the bike up off the ground a couple of millimeters, robs it of energy. So if you can avoid having to do that and the tire absorb it instead of lifting the bike up, it creates a smoother ride that's, less jarring for the cyclist, but it also apparently, decreases the amount of energy lost in the frame, because as you bend and flex the frame, you're also losing energy. So that's the way I heard it explained, but, I've never seen the math, so I can't confirm.
Down to that minuscule amount of energy, it probably does make a difference. If you're landing a spacecraft on the surface of Mars that's traveling at 200 meters per second. That's getting way, way down there in the specs. We're little tiny, tiny amounts of energy. Compared to how much energy that a human has, that's not really a whole lot. We're not engines.
Athletes will try to exhale to the sides of their mouths as opposed to out front to try to reduce drag, because if you exhale to the front, you're blowing against the wind and you're causing some force to push you back. So that's how minuscule the amounts of energy that some cyclists care about.
The hair off of their legs and put something over their head so their hair doesn't pull, so air can't pull on their head, on their hair on their head either. That's a little bit much for me.
W2JKT. Well, I became a huge fan of the leg shaving after a wreck I was in, before I started shaving my legs for rides, because, if you get in a wreck and you're sliding on the ground, that hair can rip your skin right off of your bones if you are on the right kind of surface. And I got a really bad skin infection after that one. And the doctors were like, yeah, this is why they shave their legs, so you can slide better and not get as injured from road rash. Because I think I was on antibiotics for that one for a couple of months.
Not for that reason, but that does make sense. I'm at the vet. I'm at the groomers, so I got to pick up the dog. If you're still there when I get back, I'll pick you up then. Otherwise, have a safe trip. W2JKT, W4DJW.
Talk for me. We'll talk to you a little bit. I'll be on the road for a little while longer here. This is W2JKT.